you wish to re-identify yourself, if you have anything to say now about the judiciary substitute, I appreciate your comments.
I'm Catherine Buchanan. I work for Representative Ben Kuzendorf, sponsor, the original sponsor of the bill. And no, other than to apologize, I didn't catch the effective date before the meeting Tuesday.
Mr. Chairman, this takes into consideration our comments. I don't know if we can.
We'll just wait till Jan arrives, but I think then it's ready if she maybe gets a second out of it.
Thank you very much.
I will be contacting you later if you have any interest. Oh, Senator Josephson is now here. Take us a second.
Okay.
House Bill 36, the amendments, according to both the authors, legislative assistants, and Senator Sturgiluski and Beth, are in proper order. And unless you have some intrinsic objection.
No.
Mr. Chairman, I would move, I would move for adoption of the Senate Committee substitute, ask unanimous consent. I would move a Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 36 with individual recommendations.
Not objection, so ordered. The next item before us then is, the other bill has some time, it's going to take some time, we're going to lose our quorum today because there's so many conflicts. But a bill before us, at least initial, is Senate Bill 343. Committee substitute is before us. Senator Sturgiluski, if you will continue, why?
Mr. Chairman, if we could and take the public testimony,
yes.
That certainly would be a step ahead. I'll be rather brief, but I think just a little bit of background on this. I had attended the Fish Expo in Seattle and was approached by a couple of processors who were looking at becoming Alaskan corporations. They happen to be ones that are doing business within the state, and they pointed out that Delaware, most recently Washington State, had passed legislation that limited the individual liability of members of the boards of directors of corporations. And this legislation, and we have people here to talk on it, is aimed at allowing a corporation to have its bylaws amended by a vote of the stockholders, and it takes two-thirds.
Thanks for coming.
Two-thirds vote to accomplish that, to limit the personal liability of board of directors members from suits by their stockholders. I think one of the cases that led to some concerns, for instance, was the C-First Bank. It does not absolve the board from acting in the interest of the corporation, to the best interest in a number of malfeasance, misfeasance, all of those kinds of things. But the purpose, again, is to limit that individual liability. It's been found that many boards are having difficulty in getting membership. People don't want to go out to put all their personal assets on the line because they're serving on a board of directors. So that's a little bit the genesis of the legislation. I think it's positive, puts us into a competitive factor with the state, but as I say, we have a number of people to speak on the bill.
Well, it's Kirkpatrick, do you wish to come forward? You're first on the list, just call ABC. You identify yourself because we do keep minutes. Thank you very much, Director.
My name is Willis Kirkpatrick. I'm Director of Banking and Securities for the State of Alaska Department of Commerce and Economic Development. Mr. Chairman, in the administration of Title 10, we see no fiscal impact of this bill passing, and it really wouldn't change the program operation of our agency. We have reviewed the statutes of Delaware and the recent amendments of the Washington statutes and find that this bill more or less duplicates their effort. In considering this, we find no adverse situation that would fall upon corporations should this be adopted. And in fact, it may, in two directions, might help health corporations. One, that they can, when they form or when they amend their articles, limit the liability of the directors, or conversely, when they form their corporation or amend their articles, they may, if they so desire, specifically charge the directors for certain responsibilities of their acts. I would suggest, when I signed in, Mr. Chairman, I noticed that there wasn't the committee substitute, but I would suggest that this committee pass out the committee substitute.
Yes, yes, that's the one
that's before the judiciary. Right.
Because it's come over. We could deny acceptance, but right now it's before us.
Okay.
So thank you. You then recommend that the bills, the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute.
Yes, sir.
And you're saying, is there any, may I ask a question? Is this all buyer beware insofar as a stockholder goes? In other words, the articles of incorporation delineating responsibilities of directors might be in certain cases of great interest to a person purchasing stock. What liabilities do these people have for decisions they make with my equity? Is there any convenient method of stockholders? I suppose they just ask what are your articles and what is your corporate backup, and they can pick it up themselves if they're sophisticated investors. But
yes, sir. As far as the formation of the corporation, the shareholders, of course, would have knowledge as to what the articles consisted of in that formation as original capital shareholders.
Yeah.
As far as the amendments are concerned, it would probably, under Title 10, it would take 2/3 vote of the shareholders, so they'd have
change.
They would have to be notified of the change. As far as publicly held corporations, I can't answer that.
But it's your feeling that this it has a positive value?
I certainly do, sir.
Thank you very, very much. There's no question.
Mr. Chairman.
You have the floor, Senator.
The issue you raised is a really important one, and I would hope that you would refer to a memo from the attorney, Mr. Plesha, to Chuck Bundrand and Bart Eaton, limitation of directors' liability under the Delaware law, which is fits into this, because I had that concern, and we have had some interest in having this just become to apply to all corporations, but I felt that it should be, most corporations would have to amend their bylaws, and that it should be full public disclosure. But this is a good article in terms, it does not exempt the board and the directors from following in the best interest of the corporation, and so it's very clearly spelled out as the fact you're not really giving them authority just to run amok, and I believe that's important, and it is well spelled out.
There's just been so many rumors recently about certain corporations
right.
doing business in the state corporations that had a lot of self service
right.
among their directors, various institutions. Well, there's no further questions. Chris McNeil, the Alaskan, please come forward and identify yourself. Thank you.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Senators. I'm Chris McNeil. I'm Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Sea Alaska Corporation. I'm pleased to provide some limited testimony here today concerning Senate Bill 343. We've had a very short opportunity to evaluate the draft that has been placed before the Senate, and we find that overall that the intent of the legislation is something that we very much support. We do have one particular difficulty with the legislation, though, and that is in respect to the level of shareholder vote which would be required to approve this. As you know, under existing state law, it would require 2/3 of the outstanding shares entitled to vote. And I did check back with our voting history over the last about 14 years, and I don't think we've ever gotten that high of of voter turnout, and yet our shareholders among the Alaska Native regional corporations are very, very active and participate in our elections on an annual basis with a great deal of fervor. At the same time, we think that the standard here is one which at this point I don't think we'd be able to achieve. And we would have a situation, I think, where we'd be constructively locked out of being able to participate in this at that level. We make two suggestions of which we haven't drafted but would like to propose here. One is in which that the standard be two-thirds of the shareholders represented in person or by proxy at an annual meeting. In our corporation, for example, we have a 50% quorum requirement. As you know, under state law, it can be as low as a third, but in our case, it's 50%. And we think that it would be a reasonable standard to have a standard of 50% of the quorum. And I think that that would be adequate protection as a matter of public policy with a situation like this where shareholders would be entitled to review the proposal before them, and they would have to, we would have to comply with the state proxy rules, which require full disclosure, and it requires that all statements made false and they not be misleading. And I think that there is certainly adequate protection under existing law that the shareholders know exactly what they were doing when they consider something like this, which would in fact be something of limitations of rights that they would have in respect to the corporation directors and officers. We think that would be a workable way to look at this and to allow existing corporations to be able to participate in a meaningful way. I think I can represent to you that among the Native corporations, I really doubt that you would get very many, if any, who would be able to meet the standard that's in this bill today.
Larger cooperative corporations would have your same problems. They've always had them. You'd have to have a real hanging party and get over half the troops there.
That's exactly right.
Mr. Chairman, I want to be sure we're clear on just a comment you made. This bill speaks at the present time just to profit-making and non-profit corporations. It does not speak to cooperatives, and it and it does come under that, under the code now to amend articles. Everything has the two-thirds. So this, if we made this change, this would be an anomaly. I mean, it would be taking out this particular provision. To right now, it requires of those full shares to vote and not just those on hand. So
could you have Frank take a quick look at that for you?
And we would do it, and I think it's a question of policy. I'm glad to get that out on the table, and I can see the problem that you might have if you had a closely held corporation or others. That could be very simple, but I'd be interested if anyone has any comments on that, because really the policy issue of what is the protection of the members of the shareholders.
Right, and we think that the shareholders' interest can be very well protected, but in our case, we do have 16,500 shareholders,
yeah.
And it's a real
get them to agree on anything. Yeah.
To get them to participate, then the next step is to agree.
Yeah.
Senator,
you allow proxies, though.
Oh yes, we do. Yes.
Because due to the exigencies of time, we're going to move along with the testimony of several people here. We still may not have an opportunity to take all the testimony at this time. Mr. John Abbott.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We may have further questions of you, or maybe some alternative amendment that you'd want to see.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is John Abbott. I'm the chairman of the Alaska Code Revision Commission. I'm also an attorney in private practice, practicing in Anchorage. I mentioned the Code Revision Commission because it's spent approximately the past 6 years working on a total overhaul of the for-profit, not-for-profit, and cooperative corporation codes. However, because the Code Commission has not had this matter in front of it, I would prefer to offer my testimony as an individual attorney who spent a number of years practicing corporate law. I think the bill is an excellent bill. The only, I guess the only recommendation that I would add is that if it's good for profits and nonprofits, it'd also be good for cooperatives. I think to a limited extent, this is going to encourage businesses to come into the state of Alaska because it spells out in fairly precise terms what the conditions are for director liability. It's my opinion that this mirrors existing Alaska law. It will not change what our Supreme Court would in all likelihood do if confronted with a case involving director liability or a limitation on that liability. It is far superior, however, to the extent that it sets forth in clear and concise language exactly what that responsibility is. I see this bill as protecting both the director from unwarranted and unanticipated liability, but also as protecting the shareholder, the former because it limits the liability to the extent that shareholders desire to hold their directors to a certain standard of conduct. It's good for the shareholders and the general public because it spells out in a place that's a matter of public record, the articles themselves, exactly what those conditions are. So a potential investor or creditor dealing with the corporation can look to determine exactly what he or she can expect in the event there's a problem with director misconduct. Again, the bill is a good one. I think it's something that's needed in Alaska. It will codify what our court would do anyway, and it will set it out in language that all persons can understand without the necessity of costly litigation to determine that these same standards will in all likelihood apply anyway. So I'm in favor of the bill.
Good questions, Mr. Abbott? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Rick Lauber, Rick here. Judge, if you'll identify yourself.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, my name is Rick Lauber. I'm representing Pacific Seafood Processors Association. Very short testimony. I really want to only say that and confirm the statements made by Senator Strzelczewski. I know of several large seafood processors doing business in Alaska that are incorporated elsewhere that are interested in locating offices or reincorporating in Alaska. And with the Washington State exemption or allowing such an exemption in Delaware, both of which seafood businesses are used for incorporation purposes, would probably find those locations more their liking than Alaska if this does not take place. So I think it'd probably be good legislation if the details could be worked out, and I'm not conversant with those, but I did want to say that there is some interest in this, and if this type of legislation passes, it could well be a deciding factor. Thank you.
This is good testimony of the questions, Mr. Lauber. Going back 30 years, I might say that with a very few exceptions, I didn't know any companies knew where Alaska was, so far as corporations.
Well, I think they know to the extent that they have
fishing
many equipment. Millions of dollars invested in the state. It's just the legal papers. I know of a lot of companies that use Alaska in their titles. In fact, I think there's a company titled All Alaska Seafoods, and I was amused by the fact that they were incorporated in the state of Washington.
I should have thought that one out a little bit better. Rick likes to bite into those hearings anyway. I'm Mr. Tanger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is J.P. Tanger, and I'm here on behalf of the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce this afternoon. And the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce basically is in support of the committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 343, and we urge you to pass it. This bill is very narrow in scope, very specific, and I think possibly the only comments that I would have is that I wish it weren't quite so narrow in scope. I think that there's three areas that I would like to see it significantly broadened, maybe at this time, maybe with future legislation as appropriate. In the first instance, I would like to see the protection extended from merely from directors to officers and directors of corporations, so that a director who an officer is not a director would be covered by it. In the second instance, I'd like to suggest that because of the way it is structured, that is to say that the only way that an officer or a director can get the benefit of the protection which the statute contemplates, or this legislation would contemplate, is through an amendment to the Articles of Incorporation, I would submit to you that it's a trap for the unwary because of the fact that those corporations who were inadequately advised or simply don't happen to catch the change in the law will not benefit by this statutory protection and may find themselves at some point in time embarrassed by it. I would much rather see it if self-actuating as a matter of law so that directors and officers are automatically protected from the liability which is outside the scope of the four specific points which are set forward in the legislation. The third point that I would make is that I just think that this is a very, very small step on a very, very long road to protecting officers and directors and corporations from liability over which they frequently have no control, but for which they must routinely expose all their assets and possessions, especially in the case of a fairly significant large corporation where an officer or a director, specifically a director, would not necessarily know too much about the day-to-day operations of the corporation. Nonetheless, if there is some sort of a problem, then he may very well find himself exposed to it. I would take it outside the limitation for simply breaches of fiduciary duty. I mean, I would go a long way down that road if I had a magic wand in this particular.
Mr. Chairman, if you've ever been on a bank board, you know just where Mr. Tangent speaks.
I think that as a practical matter, this is not at all in any sense of the word inappropriate legislation or fanciful or offensive problem. I know that especially with regard to nonprofit corporations, as well as profit corporations, I suppose, but nonprofits, were volunteers serving the board of directors, and by that act, doing something which they regard as in the public interest, I think, by that act, they automatically expose themselves to some very, very significant liability. It's an area which ought to be nailed down very quickly.
Other questions, Tim? Does the author like to take in consideration a few of these suggested amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I would appreciate that opportunity, and I'm delighted at the testimony. I think it's very positive, and it's that balance, and I would like some guidance from members of this committee as to how far they feel. I drew it pretty narrowly with the idea that it's a somewhat of a new concept and didn't want to get it all embroiled in. I want the art of the possible because I think it's serious. I think it has some, I think it really has some very positive, perhaps immediate impacts. And so I don't know just how far it should go. I would look for some wisdom from the committee.
President Sun.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, through the chair to Senator Strzelczewski. Why did you not include the
cooperative? All right, again, conservative. When I started out with the legislation, it was just to profit-making corporations, which tend to have perhaps, not always true, but a little higher level of sophistication because of reporting requirements and taxes and all of those different things. So as the bill is moving, you're seeing the pressure to make it broader. And so we have added nonprofits. I have no serious objection. Again, it's that kind of basic philosophical point of how far the legislation goes. And what you've heard today has been really a request to broaden the bill. So I don't personally have a problem with cooperatives. And again, I'd like a little guidance with the committee as to what they feel might be appropriate.
I think cooperatives and nonprofits are appropriate.
I have no problem if we could consider that as one change, and then on this question of the percentages or if it should be self-actuating, I certainly would.
Willis, do you have any comments at all as we go along? Please participate because you're going to, in some areas, have to minister or be concerned about what we're discussing.
Yes, I'm following you, Mr. Chairman, and I have, to this point, I have no concern.
I would ask then maybe that you just touch base with Mr. Kirkpatrick. He's been very good in all these matters for many, many, many years.
Fine. Ms. Chairman, if it's appropriate with you, we will work with your staff, with Mr. Kirkpatrick. We'll take in the comments that we've heard today and try and look a little more realistically at the structure of corporations within the state. Certainly no intent to leave out the ability of the Native corporations to participate, but let us see what we can work out and we'll bring it back to you.
Would Council suggest an amendment? Council to see Alaska suggest an amendment that's as conservative as you think is possible for you to work with, at least a suggestion.
Yes,
like your ideal would be one thing, but that you think you could, with a lot of work, approach X.
Yeah.
And submit that to Mr. Holman and Beth, both of our we'll send a Sturgiluski staff and myself staff. I'll let Senator Sturgiluski kind of monitor this because the committee is very positive about this, wants to move on it as quickly as you feel you're ready, Frank. We'll move and tell Beth. We'll have a couple of things for Tuesday that were announced, and then I think everything on Thursday will be devoted to Senate Bill 211. However, if this bill happened to be already on either of those dates, I would take it up as a special course.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on relatively short notice.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you. That's good.
Yeah, I think it's good to be switched.
Good idea. Yeah.